listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hooray!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fahim. I'm 15 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Ashuda, and I'm 18 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fatia, and I'm also from Hudson, and I'm 6 years old.
Hi, I'm AJ. I'm 9, and I live in Elizaville.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Woohoo!
Books we love.
Books we don't love so much.
And bookish things! Finally, get to say that. I've been waiting for so long.
And we're usually here with our friends Amelia and Lena, but they are not here today. So we wish them all the best and hope they read lots of good books this week. But we're going to talk about some books too.
Remember the last radio show?
You remember it? Mm-hmm. Me too. Do you want to start us off, Fatia?
Only one that I made.
You made a drawing?
She read a book called Rainbow Cake.
Huh.
Yeah. I just want to eat the rainbow cake now.
So I know Fatia is really into rainbows. And I think it was 2 weeks ago, AJ shared a book all about cakes. So this book that you found fits right into the things we like.
And then do you want to tell her like what different kind of, I think it was like rainbow cake, crazy cake. It was the title of that book. And do you want to tell her, like, what kind of crazy cakes there are?
There's, like, a lot of cakes. Like, that's crazy. There's, like, I saw one, like, a picture in my mind. Like, a bird cake. Like, so it's halfway. It's, like, the other side is green. And the next side is white. And so I have something to tell you.
What's that?
Did you know that I do art stuff, like, artist stuff? Now my sister is like going there to show you now.
There was something you wanted to show in the book?
So, Fatia, if you want to say, like, that's the book she wrote that's called Crazy Cakes. And that, like, there are different types of crazy cake that they might not look like cakes. So
it looks like a peacock. So this was an online book that you read? Is that where you read most of your books, Fatia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I read 3 books today. I read 3 books.
Oh, great.
I read 3 books to my little brother.
Oh, that's nice. So I actually have a book that sort of ties into your rainbow cake book because I read a book that is about a young baker. It's called From the Desk of Zoe Washington by Janae Marks. And it's about a young girl named Zoe Washington who is an avid baker. She wants to go on a Food Network show that I don't know if it actually exists in real life, but that's a kids baking show. That's like her dream is to go on that show and win and get a cookbook deal so that she can share her cooking, baking creations with the world. And it's summertime and school's ended. It's summer break. One of her best friends is off at camp. Another one of her best friends is currently a former best friend because she's unhappy with him. And she wants to try out for the show. And her parents set her up with an internship at a bakery so that she can learn how the baking world works in real life and explore that. And if she does a good job, then they'll let her try out for the show. And then meanwhile, she celebrates her 12th birthday and she's hoping to get a card from a relative in the mail. So she checks the mail and she finds a letter addressed to her that is from a prison inmate named Marcus. And Marcus is her birth father who went to jail for a horrible crime and she's never interacted with him. And this is the first letter she's ever received from him. But she opens the letter and it's clear that there's other letters that have been written to her. And so she decides to secretly get back in touch with him. And it starts a sort of pen pal relationship with her and her father where they're writing back and forth and she's learning about her dad and he's learning about her. And one of the things that he says in one of the letters, because she asks him what he did, and he lets her know that he's actually innocent of the crime. But since she's never met him before, she doesn't know if she can trust him. And so she really wants to try to find out if he was innocent. And if he was, of course, she wants to help him get out of prison. So she secretly goes on a mission with the former best friend, teams up with her to help her with her research. And so she tries to figure out whether or not she can prove that he's innocent or not. So it has a lot of interesting stuff going on. So there's like the baking aspect and her internship, and then her relationship with her dad, and also her sort of sleuthing to try to find out if she can prove he's innocent or not. And it's a very nice book, but it has lots of cupcakes in it. So ties in with rainbow cakes. They actually make... She thinks about making a tie-dye cake, which I've never heard of before. And then she ends up inventing a cupcake that uses Fruit Loops.
I know how to make a tie-dye cake. So if you're talking about the outside, then you take a bunch of different kinds of frosting colors and then you swirl them together so that it looks like tie-dye, and you leave some of the white vanilla frosting out. Or if it's the inside, you do it while you're baking the layers of the cake so that when you cut into it, it's tie-dye.
Cool. Sounded really fun. It made me want to bake, but it was too hot yesterday.
Yeah, this story is like Miles Morales about baking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because like Miles Morales, his uncle is in jail and he needs to save his uncle. And then it's like something like about this story as far as about baking.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, it was a very nice book. I listened to it on audio over the weekend. It was a nice read, but I'm sure it's a great imprint too. It would be cool if they had a recipe for the cupcakes in the book. Our copy is out at the library, so I wasn't able to check. But I love when there's books that feature food that also have recipes in them. I think that's really fun.
Can I share something?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I have two things to share. One, it's a book. And two, it's a book that I wrote, the rest of it. And so I'm going to read a chapter, chapter 11. So far, there are four main characters, me, D, Roger, D, and KJ. And five, there's also Nico. How could I forget that? And I'm going to read a clip of it. Oh, and they were also battling a monster, but it was too late. Ah, yelled KJ as she was thrown about with one of the monster's long, goopy arms. Zap! The monster let go, much to everyone's relief. Go, Nico! Hiya! He hits the monster with all his might. Here's a bat! Meaty froze and wanted to use it. Screamed the monster on the ground. We won! No! Says Meaty as she blocked the hit. Never say that! Okay, got the message, said Dee as she flew it out of reach of one of the monster's arms. Attacking. Attack! Pow! Slam! Blast! Kapow! Everyone was attacking with glee. Okay, now we need to check our work, so let's step back for a minute. They all step back and look at the mess they made. Rocks are everywhere, commented KJ, looking around. I can't even recognize this place. Me neither, remarked Roger. Well, where is Sink? Behind you! Yelled Beatty, pointing. It was like her eyes were popping out of her sockets. Aye! They all yelled and ran away. So that was the clip, chapter 11.
What's the story about?
Oh.
I mean, clearly it's an adventure. I'm sorry.
So there's this person who's magical and has a magical family, and she meets KJ, Roger, Dee, and Nico when Nico and Roger were doing football, and KJ and Dee were in the stands because they were friends and KJ's brother was in it. And then they ended up meeting her because she had to stop time to get them to help fight the monster. Literally stop time. Everyone was frozen. Even the sun was still in place in the sky. The world wasn't rotating anymore. It was night for all the time that they were fighting.
Oh, sounds like an exciting story. What was the other book that you wanted to share?
Nothing's Fair in Fifth Grade by Martha De Clements. It's about, I'll just read the back. Your teacher is too strict, bouncers are too hard, and the most disgusting girl in the school has the seat next to yours. Nothing's fair. Jenny knows one thing for sure. Elsie Edwards is a fat thief who steals people's lunch money to buy candy. So when the book club money disappears, why is the whole class punished? Nothing's fair. But soon Jenny realizes some things aren't fair for Elsie either. Elsie's on a strict diet, but when she starts losing weight, her mother won't buy her new clothes. Instead, she plans to send Elsie to boarding school. Suddenly, everybody wants to help Elsie. Nothing's fair in fifth grade, but sometimes things get better. It's a very funny story. I've read it 1,000 times.
What grade are you in?
Fourth, going into fifth. I hope this isn't true.
I remember when I was a kid, there were a lot of books.
Is it true, anybody? Is this true? Fifth grade's horrible, is it?
I think it depends on the person and the school and the group of people in that school. I think I liked fifth grade. I'm sure there were things I didn't like about it, but I don't remember any particular grade being horrible. I was less excited about because I was ready to move on to ninth grade to high school. But our grades were different than they are here in Hudson because we had middle school was fifth through eighth and then ninth to 12th was high school. I think it's different here, although I know everything changed recently, like in the past year. But that sounds fun. Did you read the whole thing? It was a good book?
500 times I read it.
500 times? It's a lot of times. You're getting ready for fifth grade, huh?
No, I swear, that's the exact amount of times that I did read it.
Picturing AJ makes little marks on the wall after each read.
Well, very funny, no, I just keep track in my head.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. How about Fahim?
I haven't read this book yet, but I'm about to. It's called Ghost Boys by Joel Parker Rhodes. He is also the author of Palace Falling. This is like a mini description. Description. So only the living can make the world better. Live and make it better. 12-year-old Jerome is shot by a police officer who mistakes his toy gun for a real threat. As a ghost, he observes the devastation that has been unleashed on his family, his friends, Frank Carlos, and his community in the wake of what they see as an unjust and brutal kill. Jerome meets another ghost, Emmett Till. Emmett helps Jerome process what has happened on a journey toward recognizing how historical racism may have led to the events that ended his life. Jerome also meets Sarah, the daughter of the police officer who grapples with her father's actions. This basically shows like how past events, like past historical racist events, have come to the future, like to the present right now, and to the people who are like the present generation and the future generation can fight to end this like racism.
That sounds like an interesting book. I haven't read her before, I don't think, but she's written a number of books that are well reviewed. So what made you pick out that book?
It's about what's happening right now.
Sounds good. Look forward to hearing what you think. So how about Mashuda? Do you have a book you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. So again, I didn't read this book, but I came across a book as I was working in the Hudson Air Library's nonfiction shelf. Like I came across a really good books, like, you know, that's talking about death or like viruses and other historic events. I don't think it's in the library, but I came across in my phone, How to Survive a Pandemic. And I think it was published last year by Michael Greger. He's a doctor, MD. And it's like talking about like, he's also like New York best-selling author and also an author of like How Not to Die. He wrote about like how there was like disease of like the Black Death, AIDS, how that was an epidemic. And now like coronavirus, COVID-19 is a pandemic and how it affects humans and our interaction with each other and also our interaction with animals. And there's always going to be like myths and what's like and true about it, because like he's talking about like how in Black Death and, you know, AIDS, there was myths that and that humans didn't know, like a lot of famous doctors didn't know. It's the same thing's happening with COVID and how that's affecting people. And also like I wrote like other few articles, I think it was by Bill Gates, that he was warning a lot of like people like this world that we're not ready for the next epidemic or pandemic. Because, you know, when Ebola came in, we weren't ready because we didn't have it didn't hit that much. You know, a disease just hits people suddenly and then we are not prepared for it. But we were lucky COVID-19 did. So I'm excited to find this book and read it.
Another timely book. You and Fahim with the timely reads. Not that rainbow cakes aren't timely, because rainbow cakes are for every time, always, right, Fatia?
I have something to tell you. Like, there's a white plain book, and then I colored in.
Nice.
I colored like rainbowy, and at the back too.
Yeah, so we have both you and AJ make books. It's pretty cool. We have two. One primarily an illustrator, and I think AJ is primarily an author.
Well, mine is actually almost done. I'm on chapter 12, and it's almost the end.
When you started writing, did you just start, or did you...
Well,
like
actually,
it out.
The funny part about this, well, I actually just add along as I go, but the funny part about it is I actually had an ELA assignment and they told me to write a short story about it, but then I started adding twists and turns that it eventually turned into the book that I told you about.
Oh, cool. So it was originally planned to be a shorter version, but then you just kept going. So do you know where it's going to end? I mean, don't tell us, but... Do you know?
No, actually, I just...
So just know when it comes?
Uh-huh.
Cool. It's very exciting. So is there anything anyone's particularly excited for this week?
Well, actually, my friend just moved in from the city, and soon we're going to be able to go near her without masks. Like tomorrow.
Nice. That'll be fun. It's good getting to see people. So Fahim, what are you excited for this week?
Probably reading the 12 Gospels and probably getting to like the Miles Morales comic book. There's a chapter book in the comic book. Are you read the chapter book? I'm just trying to read.
Great. I actually have no idea what I'm most excited for this week. I haven't thought that far ahead, but I do have a lot of great books that I'm excited to read. So I have at least that. And I'm excited to keep working with Mashuda and Fahim. And sometimes during story hour, I hear AJ in the background. So that's fun. Your voice echoes through the library. And I'm like, it's AJ.
Wait, he's at the library? Yeah.
Through the computer, we hear her sometimes. But we're just about out of time for today. But we hope everyone has a great week and reads lots of great books and has lots of fun safely. Happy reading.
Bye.
Deixo bater das asas a correnteza. Deixa beijar o ar na beira da praia. Deixa um rabo de arraia. Deixa beijar o ar na beira da praia.